Mishnah Rashi, Mipnei Ma Boitzrin B'Taharon Yizayin Amon Aleph. If they ma at a matzah, so Hill asked Shammai, why are you requiring lifso b'kelim to harim? You have to use all of the, since it's mukshar, you have to be careful with every, all of the kelim which you're using have to be tor. The kamarta it's hukshar. B'venatot matzah limsoik b'zaisim b'kelim to harim. You don't require when you harvest your, the olives that you require kelim which are tor because you do not consider it mukshar. So he said, be careful, I might make verse on that also. So they said like this, Yikonis HaBeis HaMedrash, whoever wants to come in should come in. V'yetze al yetze, v'yishal yirotim lamed b'minyan. So the subservice says what happened was like this, that it was a situation where there was a focus between Hillel and Shammai, and the Tamidim, and the Tamidim, who were generally Tamidim of Hillel, saw, they felt that Shammai's gzer was valid. Shammai's concern was valid. They didn't want to pass it against the Rebbe, so they decided they're going to leave. So, because they realized at that point in time, even though normally Hillel Hillel was the majority, at this point in time, many of Tamidi Hillel were siding with Shammai. So the Tamidi Shammai chapped what's happening, and they went and they put a cherub in the base. They went to the door with the cherub and says, ain't nobody leaving here. So whoever wants to come in can come in, but Yetzi, whoever wants to leave, because they wanted to get to a minion, you can't leave, and they realize, because they realize if they go to the minion now, Shammai would win. So it was kosher lefisha hil nasi ba'anvason. So he says a twist at the end that so it was a difficult day. So the Tamidi Hillel were very frustrated. They ended up passing Kenegah the Rebbe, and they felt maybe had Hillel been more aggressive, and he wasn't such an anvason, had he argued his point more forcefully, maybe they would have possibly heard his swore, but they felt that Hillel was not arguing his point the way he should have, because he was an onav, and he was being low, he was sort of accepting Shammai's point. So that's so that the leader should do that was something which, you know, in a sort of sense, it was the comparable situation was to the Chet HaEgel, where Aaron accepted the demands of Klai Yisrael, and the eagle maybe were faulting Aaron, maybe he could have stood up more, and had he done so, he would have overcome. Because of Hillel B'Shamar L'Kivla Minayu, so eventually they were gozer at that point in time, it did not work. Later on, by the Yud Chestabra, Rosh Tamidayu, because of B'Kivla Minayu, the Yud Chestabra, they were gozer later on, and then it worked. My time of Hochshur. Why is it in Moshe? So what's the question? Because Holo Nichole v'Hau Mashke the Nafik, because the Libul, the liquid which comes out at that point in time while you're harvesting the grapes, in general is useless Mashke for the person, so he has no interest in that Mashke. So more answers. He might be Boitzer and Kupas Timaeus. So the tumas kli causes the mashka to be considered kosher. So it will create the tumah creates a hechsher. Or says honicha lamant. Rashi says leyadana hecha. Then you have that Rikki Vager again, who sends you to the Rashi in Masechtas Brachos. Choshev mashka, it's mashka, but lahakshur oichel shebesoichel di mashka da oichel inside of it. Avagav loyachshur beihu, even though he had no das for it. So Mor says, okay, that the gzer is not he might be boitzer in kupas tameus, but rather kupas mezufafes. Since their line was zephis, given the also lever they have zephis on the outside, then nichele be litziyosu. Since it's not going to the liquid is not going to just flow away. He's going to save it and use it. When he makes the wine, so he's accepting of that liquor which comes out, and therefore it's considered roy to be marsha. Or Rabbi says there because noishkus, eshkalus had noishkusuzu. You have clusters of grapes which are pulling on each other. Shabbat afirim when you separate them, nischud hamashka aleyim. That liquid's going to come out. Kima the ovid be yadayim. Well, the efshar below schita. He knows it's going to come out, and he wants to do this act It's a psik ratio, we would call it, right? See, he's intentionally taking out the liquid. So that's a maksha. That liquid is the liquid that he intends to take out, so that's a maksha. Okay. V'idoch, so we're going back to our count. The Mor says, the bottom of the Yomid. So we still have to get our accounts of the Yud Ches Dover. And he's disagreeing. The Rebbe's saying that's not the right trick. By the way, just the bottom choices brings a Tana which says that Kli Tomei is Choshev. Again, it's like you have a problem with why Rashi didn't use that source that Tosis brings. Okay, but Idoch. What's the next one? So Omer, Tavi Rishva, Tavi was his name, and Rishva, his parnosa, his business was that he made, he was a trapper. Omer Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel. Af Gedulei Truma, Boi Bayoyim Gozu, the halacha, that a person takes seeds, let's say we have grain of wheat, which is Truma, and a person plants it, so Mikir Adin, the raisa, what happens is that seed is no longer there. When you plant it, the seed becomes decomposes in the ground, as opposed to, let's say, a bulb type of plant a bulb, so it grows out of the bulb, so it's not considered zarakola, so then it's considered that it is the fruit, it's the extension of the fruit itself. But over here, you put a seed in, the seed decomposes and it grows out of this, grows. Make the raisa, that's no longer truma. Person would take shuman and plant it in the ground. B'davar shazara kola, something which the zera ends, depletes. So mineraisa, it's not shuma. Mineraban the recursion that is shuma. So that's a din. We know it's a din derbanan. What the mechadish over here that happened is part of the yudches davar. My time up. So the Morris says, what's the reason? The Morris can give two reasons, or two, the one explanation, the Morris is going to then change it to a second explanation. So Ram Chanino, Gzeira, Mishum Chuma Tahara, Bayad Yisrael. Well, Yisrael has all this Chuma, so he says, wow, that's a lot of grain to give to the Kohen. I'd rather plant it and have good old, my own stuff again. So, because it's the din truma in this bottle. So they said, you know, whatever grows is all truma. He says, well, I might as well give it to the kohen already. So Amar Rava, says to Reb Chanina, either chashidi lahochi, you know, if the problem was that we were worried about that the Israel means he was mafresh the truma, and then he says not to give it to the kohen. What does that mean? Why was he mafresh it? Why do you go through the whole tirkha of the whole process? Ichashida lahachi afrushin amal alifrushu. He won't be marfrushit. Now, what are you going to tell me? Well, that's not true. Listen, he's a truma yirid. He doesn't need tevil. You know, giving the truma to the kohen, that's, you know, that's business. Business is business. But Moses is Moses. You know, I'm not going to be tevil. He says, no. Kima the efshu the mevet chita achas kirishmu. Lekabit. So midaraisa the loch is we pasuk the Torah does not give a shear for truma and chita achas pateris is a kriz. If you're worried about tevel, no problem. Take up one chita, say truma. Right, so you have a million, 3 million grains. If you pull off one grain and say that's truma, it's truma. So he can solve his tevel problems. There's chiyuv midrabanan. The numbers of Chazar and Machai were to give are all because you need to give the Kohen something of substance. But he's not planning to give anyway, so he'll just go back to the Ikar Adin of taking off a Chita. So if you have a guy who doesn't want to give, what is he wasting his time for? Take off one Chita, take off the Din Tavol, and then that's it. So take it off and then give it, then and plant it, like, you know, waste of time. It's, therefore, apparently, they were trusting him that he wants to give, that the Yisrael is going to give it. Because otherwise, if that would be the Hechatimsa, we wouldn't be worried about it, because people wouldn't do that. So we're talking about someone which we trust, and that's not the situation. T Tosis asks an interesting question, that, you know, that I guess is going to get for Shumas Meiser, which is a tenth, that, you know, that could be a significant amount already. So that already, the Xer would apply over there.
So we're already not. We're assuming this. You know, now we're talking about a lake. We have to assume that he's got a, you know, a place to plant all this.
Right. So Tosis Kasha was on the Levium, the Pashas, right? So Morris says Ella. Rabbi says that rather the Gzera Ella Marabba. Rabbi says the Gzera is Mishum Chuma Tameya Biat Koyen. So, Chumma just told me you can't eat. If you plant it, again, so what should, it will happen, Manikra, then will happen is it'll become Tor. It'll become non Chumma, it'll become Tor. So, Kain says, why should I throw it out? Why should I burn it? I might as well save it till the planting season, and I'll plant it. And I'll have all this food. But the problem is, meanwhile, we're concerned that while he maintains it, you know, he stores it, we're afraid he might forget and then eat the Truma Tameya. And that's a concern. So therefore they said, when you plant it, it remains as is, which will be Truma Tameya. So, but then when they made the Gzeira, they didn't want to just make it in that situation. They wanted to make it that whatever it is, even if you plant it, it remains as such. So they made the gzeira, a general blanket gzeira, whenever you plant shuma, it remains shuma. But the specific scenario which they made it for was the case of the kayan. They felt to be much more effective of a takana if you make it across the board, as opposed to just saying, Yisrael, if you plant that it's not shuma. But kayan, if you plant that it is shuma, that they felt was not going to fly necessarily.
Is shuma and is tame.
Right. Now,
even while it's.
No, once the grain comes out, will be Truma Tameya. That's what Rashi learns. The Tosfos has got a problem with that. The Perashat Gemara, now the more this says that the law is that the Truma stays, the Tuma goes off. So that's the Tosfos' problem around what Rashi says, but that's what Rashi learns. Let's see Rashi. Well, he's got a Gemara in Pesachim, and the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say preferes that Shisilei Truma Tameya, the lofas are Taharim Milatame. So I'm going to maybe make socio-economic explanation of the Tosis. It sounds like that the Kahanim received a significant amount of Truma. So the Truma, which is Tame, which you're allowed to burn, you're allowed to use it as fuel, etc. So it wasn't like it was worthless to them. But if you could plant it and make a tor and not shuma, you know, he cops, hey, I can sell it to Yisrael now. So then it's really worth it. So one that I can eat already, but I can't eat it anyway, might as well save it, plant it, and sell it to Yisrael. But he said, you know, when you plant it, you can't sell it to Yisrael anyway. So he says, okay, well, you know, forget it already. So I'll burn it already. That's the sound of the Tosfos I'm saying to him. Tavi Shema Ish was the name of the person. Mishpo Pares Nishrin Lotzud Chayavoyf. He was a person who set traps to capture animals and birds. Okay, Gdulei Truma Im Zorev. They planted the Truma. I feel a Dabar Shazara Kola Gantzul Bekitten. It's even something which the seed is disintegrates and deteriorates in the ground. For like the grains and kidneys. I think we had kidneys before. Definition of kidneys in the way the Rambam says in the beginning of Sefer Klayim, the word kidneys means edible seeds other than the five grain. That's the definition of kidneys. You know, the legumes is a, I told you, I think, it's a horrible translation of the word kidneys. Poppy seeds are not legumes. But they're edible seeds, you know. So, but they're kidneys. You know. And the eventual kidneys is just it's a umbrella name for all edible seeds of these plants, which are not one of the five grains.
Isn't somebody who makes this living is attracting a curious source to be learning things having to do with seeds? He wouldn't be planting stuff.
No, he was a Talmud in Beis Medrash. Why we gave him his title is that was he was known in yeshiva as Yankel of the Treger. He was Yankel of the Porter, but he sat in his manners and he learned, What? In a modern day version, so you'll hear a quote that Dr. So-and-so says, Pshat in the Gemara. The fact that he's a doctor really helps zero the fact that he understands Pshat in the Gemara, but that's his title, right? We'll have Dr. Marwick says. Nothing personal, but the doctor doesn't really add to the fact that you're learning. Shema Tahara B'Yad Yisrael. What? Shema Tzara Litn the Kain. He's a little bit stingy to give it to the Kain. Bezara Levatla Shema Tahara Shema. He plants it to get it off the Din Shema. So Rabbi says, "Itachshir Lahachi Frusha Namelo Limfrusha Sabina." What are you wasting your time of separating out to start with? Chita achas min akri, take just one chita, kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says that works. And now it's no longer tevel. Afreshu, since he did that, Shmuel al chashidi, we're not concerned that will have this stinginess of not giving it to the kohen, but rather to shum to maybe at kohen. Shesura bechila, it's also to eat. Shum to maybe also to eat. To boil the zoras, he's going to plant it, so this way, not to waste of all that good grain. The gozer, because our gozer, the bishmo harishin remains as is in its original state. Rehit shumatameya. Excuse me, they're able to grow back as shumatameya. The chashina and dumi mashila. So what's the problem? We're afraid dumi mashila adzman zriya. He has to wait till the planting season to do this. Also, the mechel b'tumasa. Meanwhile, by mistake, he might come to eat it. B'tumah, and that's an iser. It's a law from the Torah to eat shumatameya. Okay. Lavender for a kind of treatment. Ve'idoch, okay, so we're closing in on our 18 over here. So Rabbiya Barami Mishmei de Ula. Af Misha Hirshach Loy Baderach. The first mission in the last parak is called Misha Hirshach, a person who's traveling and the sun is setting and he has his money with him. So Chazal were concerned that. This is very significant to a person. If we don't find some way to be matur some of the rabbanans, just tell them to drop it there, it's not going to happen. So they were matur various different rabbanans in order to facilitate that he should rather be do the rabbanan rather than not doing it the right. Okay, so now, but the question was, what should we be matur? So it says over the nursing kisel anochri, but by yom gozer. That halacha, you give it to the goy, as opposed to the other option that you would carry it less than dalat amos, stop, start again, etc. So we're not matter that if you have an option of giving it to the goy. So that concern that because we're afraid that to maintain that discipline and make sure he stops less than 4 amos each time is a concern. It's a temptation to just go a little more. So that's a gzeir which they had that we're not going to allow that if we have an option of giving it to a goy. If we don't have an option of giving it to a goy, so then Moshe said, we're matzah, he can go pachos pachos dalat amos. If there's two people, they just hand off to each other, which makes it. Then there's just a shalom halacha, exactly, he has to stop. How much stopping is called stopping? Is standing still enough? It's better to sit down. So he actually, mamish, stopped. So that was one of the things which was introduced on the Yud Ches Tavur. Nice and kissed the Nachas of Karashi. Lo yitatlanu pachas pachas in dalat amos. We do not allow him to, if he has an option of a goy, we do not allow him to carry it going segments of less than 4 amos at a time. Okay.
What was
the day which we had this? The mission on Yud Gimel Beis says that there was that. The Chacham went to visit Chizkiya ben Chananya ben Goran in his Aliyah, and that day there were goes to the Yud Ches Tavur. So Baba Yom is all referencing back to that visit, which took place that time.
But is it because is the common thread here that these Shammai majority?
Correct. Correct. Now, I don't want to so yes, just point out one thing. The phrase in Shas of Baba Yom usually does not refer to back to Yud Ches Tovah. Usually Baba Yom is in Shas, it says, Baba Yom on that day was referring to the day they deposed Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, and they took away the Sharmer, and 400 extra Talmidim came into Beis Medrash, and they had a tremendous Rebbe of Torah, and they resolved a lot of questions that day. That's usually in Shas, here's the phrase, Baba Yom, we'll have it later on in the, what number of parak it is, I don't know, the ninth parak. Baba Yom, Baba Yom, Baba Yom, whether it's referring to that day, that's the general uses in Shas of Baba Yom, but over here, we're continuing from the Hemshech of Yud Ches Tovah, it's referring back to Yud Ches Tovah. The Idoch. Okay, so what's the next one? So Omer Bali, that was his name. Omer Avimi, San Vaso. So Rashi says San Vaso was the name of a place. Avimi from San Vaso. So Piton, non-Jewish bread, Ushmonon, non-Jewish oil, Beyenon, and non-Jewish wine, Ubenesayan, and non-Jewish girls, Kulm Yudches Dabrahein, are all part of the Yudches Dabr. As Rashi points out to the Mor in Abedazur, we had this in Abedazur, the Mor says, the daughters is a problem, the rice. So the Mor is going to rephrase that in a second. That was all one gezeira.
Are we talking about Kusin or
non-Jewish? Non-Jewish in general. Okay. Marrying non-Jewish woman?
Oh, I thought we were talking about them being Tamei.
No,
oh,
no.
Okay.
There is a pshat in the Rishonim which say it's referring to the Din Tumah, but the more over there in Avodah Zarah, it's clear that it's talking about the issue of marrying them. Well, that's a discussion over there in the Gemara. The Gemara gets involved in that. But let's assume for now that's the rice. That's Machlokes from Shimon and the Chachamim. Shimon says it's only the seven Amim, and the Chachamim says it's all of them. Way around? I forgot which one. Okay. Moshe says, Honichel, or Remeir. So, according to Remeir, if you include Belos Kusim, Nidus Mary Sosson, and you include Menir Kelim Tachas Atzinur, and you include the case of Metalton Kovi Amardeya, or Bavi Amardeya, and Alekrim Tarfin, so you have 18. So let's just do our math. We have the 9 of the Truma, you know, the original 9, which had the Tumas, the original Metaman Truma, whatever the 9 are, we'll believe that for a second. Right? And then you have Ein Kurin is 10, Ein Perlin is 11, Meniach Kelim Tachlis Sinner is 12, Menais Kusim is 13. Rabbi Madei is 14. Habayit Shalagas Hukshar is 15. Zuli Chuma is 16. Misha Hitchrich is 17. And then Pitan Shmon Yenim Ibn Hussein is 18. That's if you include the case of Menich Kelim Tachas Atziner, you include the case of Benoist Kusim, you include the case of Rabbi Madei. But Rabbi Yoshe doesn't have one of those. And Rabbi Tarfon also would have the same problem. So Morris says, according to Hanichel Rameir, the Rabbi Yossi, Shibsa Rehavim is only 17. And I think Rashi points out, or somebody points out, that you could ask the same Kasha and Tarfon. The Morris answers, Ika Hod Rav Acha Bar Adha, Zomar Rav Acha Bar Adha, Omar Rav Yitzchok. Really, there was this Gzeira, which we spoke about, the Pita, the Shwein, the Yonan, the Yain of Bidaseyan. It was part of a bigger package, and there was another Xera made at the same time also. What is that bigger package? Now the Gemara is going to quote it. The Gemara is actually going to quote this statement of Rav Acha Bar Adha. The Gemara is going to interrupt in the middle and then rephrase what he said, and then the Gemara, but you know, so let's not lose our focus over here. See, it's like this. Gazru alpita and mishum shmona. They were going to not eat non-Jewish bread because we might come to eat non-Jewish oil. Well, shmona and mishum yena. They were going to eat non-Jewish oil because of non-Jewish wine. Wait 1 second. Alpita mishum shmona. What's the problem with? We still didn't finish what he said, but we're going to interject and say, Why are you gerzen the bread because of the oil? Why is the oil more of a problem than the bread? You say, well, oil's a problem. Well, let's gerzen the bread to protect the oil. Like, my omer the shemen mepas. What's more significant about shemen than bread? Rather, let's rephrase this. Gozer al pitan ushmanon mishum yena. Now, wine was a problem because wine already is, you're going to, that's a social type of a, as opposed to eating a meal which has, you know, the main focus of the sustenance. Wine is, you have in the convivial settings, and next thing you know, you're socializing with them, and then you're hanging out with the non-Jewish women. So, there are gozer on pitan ushmanon, which were your mainstays of your meal, mishum yena, because of the wine. Well, Yena and Shubin are saying the girls on the wine because of the daughters. Well, when I say the regards of Mishum the Baracha because of the Racha, which is Abu Zora. And again, the Moran Abu Zora asks, well, that's not it's an Issa Deraisa. So what were your girls on the daughters because of Abu Zora? So that's all one Gzera. Now, there was a second Gzera. Well, the Baracha, Mishum the Baracha. The regards on something else because of something else. The Morris can explain what that is in a second. So the Morris says, my Baracha, what's this other thing they regards to? So Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Gozal Tinek Nachrish, Matama Beziva, that a non-Jewish boy has a din of Tuma Ziva immediately. So that which the Goyim have a din of Zovim, even a young child, which normally Ziva was not so common by them, have a din of tuma was a gzera which is made of the part of the yuchas tavur. Why? Shelo yehi tinuk Yisrael rugel etzloi. This way, the Jewish father not gonna let his kid hang out with that kid because he'll come back being tamei, and the Jewish homes that were kept with tahara. Why were they gozer? Shelo yehi tinuk Yisrael rugel etzloi b'mishkav zacher. We're afraid about mishkav zacher. So that's why they said it in a sort of sinuous way, Davaracher, Mishum Davaracher. So that was a separate gzeira.
That only works for those Jewish families.
I'm not sure if it was a minority. Yeah. It was not obligatory. You're right, it was not obligatory, but I'm not sure it was a... Okay, Moshe says, "Hachler Meir, Nami Tishri Havim." If that's true, so now you, according to Meir, you have 19, because if you add in, you know, we made the calculation. Now you add in this other one that the Tinnik Nachri has a din of being Tami Bezov, so that makes it 19. Some more answers. Hachler Mekelim Shenitu B'Mashkin B'Chad Achoshev Luhu. So Meir will count the case of Erchlin Shinitum Mashkin and Kelim Shinitum Mashkin, not as two separate gzeras, but as one gzera. I found the Sfas Emes says, this is like, you know, just doesn't get it. I mean, we saw before, those are two separate mamash, there were two different reasons for those gzeras, there are two different chashoshes, so why should count it as one gzera? We would have, if I would have asked you, which one would you make into one gzera, Erchol Erchol Rishon and Erchol Erchol Sheni, which is all because of the same concern that he might eat, you know, but while he's eating it, he might drink some truma, mimatama the truma. So why is that two separate gzeras? Make that one, that's one gzera. He eats foods which are tameh, he's tameh. No, Eichel HaRishon, one gzera. He gets a dinner, he's tameh. Eichel Sheni is another one. And so the answer is, so that's really told in the Machlokes between Eliezer and Mishua, what din does he get? If you learn according to Eliezer, Eichel Echol Rishon is Rishon. Eichel Echol Sheni is the Sheni, so clearly it was two separate Xeris. According to Mishua, Eichel Echol Rishon, Eichel Echol Sheni, both times it becomes a Sheni. So then you can call it one Xeris. But according to Eliezer, it's two separate Xeris. The problem is we pass like a Mishua. So that still leaves me confused a little bit. Why it chose this and not that. I found the Sfas Emes asked the Kasha, it doesn't say it there.
Well, that's a good indication.
I'm not sure there's any indication of that. Now, Tosis actually plays around. This is Rashi's calculation of the. You know, Tosis plays around with some other ways of understanding it. He says the Yechol Zovim Mazova maybe count is one of the Yerches Dover. It really would make sense if it fits the flow of the Mishnayos. That's why it's there. So if you do that, so then you're going to have to count the Echol Rishon and Echol Sheni as one. Maybe count in current rain, Perlin, or Aner as one. There's other ways of making the calculations. That's the Tosis on Yechol the Remeir. It's not a hard Tosis. You can look at it.
So the Shmanam was ultimately that was Batul because it wasn't Iskabel.
Right.
So is that the only one of the Yud Chesdav?
Correct. I mean, in general, that I don't remember all the details of the Mor, but the Mor there says if you say Shemin was from Yud Ches Dover, the Mor actually says Shemin is Chalalta because they had already from the times of the Chayim Shal Bazarya. So the Mor answers that. Then the Mor says if it's one of the Yud Ches Dover, it can't become Batul. So I remember, I don't remember all the details of the Mor, but I remember the Mor Sakash, I remember how it answers that. I see Rashi. Samasa Shemokim. When I say in the Borders Zor Pechinan, but he's saying is the Raisa. The more the Borders are asked, what do you mean, daughters, the non-Jewish woman is the Raisa? Come here, Chesda, Vorm Heim. But Kula Chada, he's one Gzer. The Gazal Pita, Mishum Mishmana, Mashwan, Mishum Yeh, no, Kila Kama, like the Mor says. Was Honey Chalur Meir, the Mana Lahu, Lahadam, and Yeh Kelim Tachas at Sinner. So, Kona Meir, you count the case of putting the Kelim under the five. So how will Yudchas? You have 18. How's 18? Test the Pasli Chum. We have the 9, which are Pesel the Chum. Vein Kuren, Vein Perlin, Hochad Sir. That's 11. So 9 plus 2 is 11. Poshel Zayin. You have 7 more. So Tziner, the case of the Kelim under the Tziner, the case of Merdeya, the case of Benes Kusim is, so that's 3. So that's 14. Birds of the Gas is 15. The Chum is 16. Lazakiso is 17. Opita Nishman Iskara is 18. So we're at, what was it, according to Rabbi Yossi, you only have 17. Right, Ikaha, there is this other one, the Moshe Rabbi Yitzchak Ad Avimi. Rabbi Yitzchak Ad Avimi said the case of Pitan, Shmonon, Yenon, Benisayan. So that, but Rabbi Yitzchak's version, he adds an also Al Dabarachim Shem Dabaracher. It's Moshe Al Dabarachim Shem Dabaracher. There were guys who getting involved in the non-Jewish woman will lead the Jewish men to be involved in Avodah Zorah. And va'oid gazu al debaracher shlohuskukan. There were guys on another thing which was not mentioned earlier. What is that? Matam b'ziva filo enu zov. In other words, you could understand matam b'ziva means if he has a flow, miraisa goy, even if he has a flow of zov, he's not a zov. It's only a Jew who has the din of ziva. So you could, the language matama b'ziva could mean, mistakenly Rashi says, that if a goy has a flow of ziva, he has a din of a zov. Rashi, that's not what it means. It means even without the flow, he has a din of a zov, period. Right. Okay. So that's the mission. Okay, that's the end of this Tumen Tahara interlude. We go back to Masechta Shabbos.
It's interesting that you don't find that they said by Benos Kusim that there was really a concern about the women interacting. They don't have the same.
Well, Kusim, the passage of the Mor is going to hold Gary Emes saying.
Yeah, I understand, right. but you know, still it sounds like you're not so happy.
Right, but it wasn't about Zora. Right, the result wasn't the Avodah Zorah. And there was till the time of Remeir, where there was they reverted back to their Avodah Zorah ways, and they found that they were doing Avodah Zorah. They found that the Musyarna Bahar Grizim, that they were being over to the Musyarna. Then the regards that they were doing like a Goyim, etc. Till that point in time, and they were trusted in regards to certain halachas, etc. It's a more in the Gittin, the first parak. The more brings a whole case of using Kusim as Edom. There are, you know, there's, I mean, that's where the conversation starts with that. Everyone talks about that. It talks about we trust them, the Gavi Matzah. You know, the more it discusses, you know, there were things where they were totally out there. The more is actually going to have a machloek is what the problem over here is in these cases. Just one shot, the more Beishamah has a shita, the same way there's a din of shvisa on the person, shvisa on his abbot, shvisa on his behemah. There's also a din of shvisa on his kalim. Kalim can't be doing malacha on Shabbos. Person's abbot, his behemah. It says also a din of shvisa on kalim. And the more is going to ask, so you light a nair, your nair is doing the malacha of burning something on Shabbos. The Mor says you're actually they were mafker their neir. They'd be mafker, it's not their keli anymore. But were not for that, so ain sharon diyoy mesamonim v'kashinim al kadesh yeshuru mivad yoy. So you can't soak these things in the keli. That's one explanation. There's another explanation also. We'll see more when we get to the Mordechai. I'll give you at least some idea, but, you know, at least one approach to understand what it is. You can't soak these things in a keli. Ela kadesh yeshur mi b'yom. Only you can do it in such a way that it will, the process of the soaking will be completed before sunset. The yo is an issue. Okay, so the yo is, in Samonim, is an issue of tzveya. You're coloring, you're trying to give it the water. And Karshinim was some type of lisha. It would soak in the Karshinim was a type of animal feed, which apparently would soak in the liquid and expand, etc. There's a gemorta in. Now, I'm not sure exactly the mitzvah of what Karshinim is, and exactly how it applies. But there is a gemorta in Zvachim. The gemorta in Zvachim says that. Oh, what was it referring to? If you put a certain type of seed into the water. And the seed absorbs the water and expands. That's a form of lisha, and it becomes like a mass. So you didn't do anything at all. It just sits there. And the example which I think of the Metamucil. You ever see Metamucil? You know, I'm from the wrong generation. Whatever. Right, you put Metamucil into liquid. It's psyllium. It's psyllium. Seed. It absorbs all the water. You know, you put a thing on the bottom, and you cup of water like this, it will expand and absorb all the water. It becomes this mass. Jello. Okay. Making jello on Shabbos. Making jello on Shabbos is melacha d'oraisa. Even you just put the water in, you know, not the bishul part, you're going to put it in, because jello has a property that it will expand and absorb all the liquid. So it becomes a mass. That's the melacha b'lisha. Combining a liquid with a solid. So. Basila material does not require that. You can set up going on before Shabbos, continuing into Shabbos. Beishamay armim ein noistim unan shal pishtun l'secha taner. You can't put unan where the pieces of flax, you put it into the oven, and the heat, you know, as it would draw out the liquid, it also clean it out. So it's a libun. So you can't put it into the oven. Ela kadesha yehavilu mivayjoy. That it should absorb. You know, it should heat, warm up, and then thereby be cleansed. That has to be finished by the before sunset. Well, it's similar. You can't put your you can't put. I'm sorry. Veshama diyo simonim kashina was a problem of lisha. Tzemer liyor is a problem of tzveya. So you're putting the tzemer into the pot to absorb the color. El kadesh yikla ayin. It has to be able to absorb the color before sunset. Veshila matirim. Veshila says as much. Veshama armim. In person mitzudas chayav oif v'dogim. You have to set up your traps in such a way that they can, that the traps will be able to trap it before the sunset.
It will definitely have traps. And the more animals can be trapped, the
Right. So one of the problems until you hit, which the Achronim ask is like, you know, the first two is, you know, you have a very clear designated amount of time, you know, so it takes X amount of time for the wool to absorb the color, X amount of time for the pishtin to get heated. How long does it take for a trap something? You know, I don't know. Well, you know, if the goal is to have it definitely, that's a very, very difficult amount of time. We don't know. That Tosis Kasha, Tosis says, how do you know? Tosis says, we're talking about he was setting it up. It means Yishama, they were setting up a place where it was very common to have animals come out in the Chorshin, in the fields, where there was, you know, you have these, so there was, it was very common. That's they would have a feel how long it normally takes. Tosis deals with a different problem that. If you learn the problem is Shrisa's canon, which is one shot in the Gemara, so then it makes sense. If you learn that they were going to Erev Shabbos after Shabbos, which is the only possible shot in the Gemara, create them now. Setting up a trap on Shabbos is not a malacha d'oraisa. Now, the person puts the pishon into the oven on Shabbos, it's a malacha d'oraisa. Person puts the tzemer into the pot on Shabbos, it's a malacha d'oraisa. You say, you know what? Make sure it's done before Shabbos, because you might do it on Shabbos. Putting up a trap, where's the malacha d'oraisa? It's a grama. He puts a trap, and then 3 hours later, an animal walks into the trap. So Tosis says, what we're worried about, and this is the very big machlokes achronim, we're worried about is, in a case where you set up the trap, going to b'shas prisasa yilchei. B'shas the prisha, it'll be captured. So the Magen Avraham understands that it means that if the person would set the trap in that moment, it catches something, that's a malacha d'oraisa. If he sets the trap and it catches it only a little while later, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. Chazanisha argues, Chazanisha says that Seda is similar to the malacha which we had before, Bishul. I mean, Bishul really is a grama. You don't do what the oven does. You stick it in the oven and the oven cooks it. Right, bakes it. So, Seda is similar to the malacha of Bishul that the, or even Zareya, you know, we spoke about, you know, you plant it and then it takes time for it to germinate, etc. You're setting the process, but you're chayav for setting the process in motion. So, the Chazanish understands Tosis means as long as the trap is spread, it captures it. If it does it on Shabbos, so the act of setting it in motion and that it caught it, it both happened on Shabbos. He's chayiv. That's the malach of tzedus. It's a big malach. How to understand the malach of tzedus. And then there are other hashlachot of such a concept. Okay. In other words, the Magen Avraham gets involved, and we'll get to the Gemara.
I see the comparison. If there are so many animals, that it's, you know, almost certain that the trap's going to, you're going to trap an animal. But a lot of times, you set your trap and nothing, you don't catch anything. That's different from putting bread in an oven.
You're right, and you're right.
You know, you've been waiting for that.
You're both right.
How can both be right? That you're also right. You know, like that's, you know. You know, in other words, Eidachanami, that I think is where the Magen Avraham is coming from. That's why he perceives Seder as different than Bishul. But, you know, the Chazanish is saying, but the Malach of Seder, by definition, almost, the Malach of Seder, once you accept the fact that, you know, the way they caught Chalazin in the Mishkan wasn't, they went, you know, Seder could be theoretically, you see them, you grab them with your hand, and you saw them, you know, but that wasn't how they caught them. They set traps for them. So that was the Messias of Seder, which existed in the Mishkan, so apparently that was the Malacha. The Malacha was setting up a shrap, and then, so that's why the element of Grom, which is involved in it, you know, is even though it's more Grom in the sense it's not body going to happen, but when it happens, that it's his Maisa which did it, and that's the Malacha. Okay. Beshama Armin, and now we're going to move away from the Malacha is the Raisa. In Merkel and Nachri, you can't sell to a Goy. You can't even load him up something which is his. You can't help him pack it on his animal or on himself. You can't lift it up onto the person. Okay, Shagia, Malachim Karim. Here the Malacha is the Goy is doing caring on Shabbos, and people will think that the Jew is helping the Goy, that the Goy is, Rashi later on in Yuches says, they think that the Goy is doing it for the Jew. And it looks like they're having a Goy do for the Jew, and that's awesome. Mesilla says it's not a problem. Mesilla Matir. So as long as he gets out of your house before Shabbos starts, what he does afterwards, it's his business. Mesher Merim Ein Noisen Eris La'abdon V'Lokelem L'Kavis Nachri L'Kadei She'yosu M'Bayyad. You can't give to a non-Jewish worker, even though he's a Kablan. This is Allah of Kablanus. We'll have the Sugars of Kablanus. So the person has under... what he's doing on Shabbos, it's his business. He took a job and he's doing a job. He's not working for the Jew. Not like a day worker is working for a Jew. So Halacha, basically says, the Kablan is working a day to the Nafshe. Because he doesn't get paid by the hour, he gets paid by the job. So he can do whatever, whenever, etc. Unless you tell him to do it on Shabbos, that's another issue. But if you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, so it's his own business what he's doing. Literally. Bishamay says, no, can't do that. As long as you give it to him right before the sun sets, as long as the sun is up, so you want to go to the cleaners and give in your suit right before Shabbos, isn't the hate? Not a problem. For the Beisham, it's a problem. I'm sure Gamliel. Now you can hold your Beis Abba. I just finished. Show you nice and clean love and the Kaveis Nachri Shlosh Yomim Kedem the Shabbos. Even though Beisham Gamliel is from Beis Hill, obviously, right? There are machmer like Beis Shammai that there is kli lavan, which things which needed a long amount of process of cleaning. They would make sure they're given enough time that the goy definitely would finish before Shabbos, 3 days worth of time. Rishon elu ve'elu shetayin and karnes ve'sabad v'guli agas. They both agree that you could set up the certain parts of the process of crushing was permitted, and the more to discuss why, because there have been enough steps in the process been done that all liquid will come out on its own anyway. So you're not really so you're right now putting an extra weight there to make it press more quickly, but it's going to come out anyway, so you're not really doing anything. And that's, so you add the weight of the kura, this beam in the base of Bad and the Gulei Agaz, you add in these stones and the Gulei Agaz to hasten the process, but that's not called you doing anything because it would have happened anyway. No, if you do it on Shabbos, it won't be a problem. It's flowing out anyway. Hasting the process of squeezing it will not change it. It's considered like everything is really done already.